We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe ben Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hashochit echad ba'of u'shnayim b'vehema shchitaso k'sheira. Here the Mishnah says something that we mentioned in our introduction to the Masechta. A person slaughters one of the two simani, either the esophagus or the trachea, when it comes to a bird that is kosher. Shnayim b'vehema. If you sever both when it comes to behema, that is going to be kosher. Which means when it comes to an oaf, it's sufficient to cut one. And when it comes to a behema, you have to cut both. Virubo shel echad kamohu. But the Mishnah also says that you don't have to sever the whole thing. The rove of one, if he cuts the majority of the circumference of these, so when it comes to an oaf, the majority of the circumference of the esophagus or the trachea, when it comes to a behema, the majority of the circumference of the esophagus and the trachea, that's going to be kosher as well. Now, why is an oaf different? So the Baruch Tanur quotes in the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudalef, it says, Zos toras ha-behema v'ha-oaf v'chol sheret nefesh ha-chaya. Here you have in the Pasuk a behema, you have an oaf, and then you have romeses b'mayim, nefesh chaya romeses b'mayim, is referring to fish. So he says like this, Hitilu ha-kasuv la-oaf bein behema l'dogim. Here you have oaf is placed in the Pasuk between behema on the one hand, and dogim and fish on the other hand. For what purpose? L'chayvo b'shnei simanim i'efshar. You can't say that you'd have to cut both because shekvar hukash l'dogim, because on the other side of oaf are fish, and fish don't need shchita at all. Lepatro below klum, to consider it like fish that it doesn't need any simani efshar shekvar hukash lebehema. It's already compared to behema because behema precedes it. So it's sandwiched between animals, behemos, and fish. So what would that mean about oaf? It has to be a little bit like behema, that you need shchita. On the other hand, it can't be completely like fish that you don't need anything, but at the same time, it's close to fish as well. Haketzad hukshuru b'simen achad. Therefore, we assume that the one siman is going to be sufficient. Now, the language of our Mishnah says, hashoche echad ba'ov, seems to indicate that we're speaking b'dieved. And some claim that that's in fact the case. When it comes to an oaf, of course, we should try to cut both of the simanim. But if we only cut one of them, that's going to be sufficient. The other opinion claims that the language of b'dieved is when it comes to the majority statement. When it says, v'rubo shalachad kamo, we say, majority of the circumference of the simanim is sufficient, two by behema, one by an oaf. That's the b'dieved statement, which means that lechat chelu should try to cut the entire amount. But b'dieved, it's okay to cut just a majority. Others claim no. The first opinion would say that when it comes to an oaf, we should try to do both. But the idea of rove is lechat chelu. No problem at all, lechat chelu, to cut the majority of the simanim. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyishchot es havridim. Rabbi Yehuda comes to tell me it's not about the shechita itself, but he's speaking specifically about an oaf, about a bird, and he's telling us that the shochet has to make sure to pierce the oafs, the bird's vridim. What are the vridim? Those are the main blood vessels of the neck. Some would claim it's the carotid artery, some claim it's the jugular vein, some claim that would be both of them. So what does that have to do with shechita? Really nothing. This has to do with the chiyuv that we have to remove blood before meat is eaten. We're not allowed to eat blood. What blood can we not eat? So blood that's in the organs itself officially absorbed into the organs and it hasn't been moved, separated from that place, that blood is actually not awesome. When the Torah speaks about not eating blood, so it's not referring to blood that's in the organs itself. But once the blood separates, so then it's going to be a problem, even if it's reabsorbed. So let's say you have raw meat. If it's raw meat, you should be able to eat, even though there's blood inside, without it being salted, without being roasted. As long as you take any of the blood that's on the surface is washed off, I'm not worried about the blood that may be inside, because that blood was never separated from its place. But once you cook it, though, so then it comes out of its place, so they have to make sure that you purge the whole piece of meat from blood that's done through salting, roasting, etc. What chiyuv does a person have if they eat blood of an animal? So there is going to be a chiyuv of kares. But that's only true for one type of blood, what we call dam ha-nefesh. So dam ha-nefesh is what we call the lifeblood. That's the blood that comes out right when you do the shechita. Then there's blood that oozes out afterwards. That's dam ha-tamtzis. That you're going to be chayv alav if you eat that. And any other blood that's prohibited is going to be a lav. When it comes to, now let's get back to our mission. What's the issue with vridim, with the jugular veins, the carotid arteries, whatever it may be? So shouldn't we say that the blood that's in there is like blood that's remained in the organs, it's just been absorbed there, and it has not been separated at all? So the answer is no. Because when it comes to the shechita, what happens is the blood vessels, the blood, has been separated from this place, because the blood rushes to the blood vessels during the shechita. So any blood that's found in the vridim is considered separated from his place, and it would be problematic. So therefore, comes Rabbi Yehuda to say that we have to make sure that we pierce the vridim, these veins, these arteries, in some way at the time of the shechita, so the blood is going to drain out. Now, why is this only true when it comes to an oaf and not when it comes to a behemoth? So the answer is, if you have an animal that's roasted when it's cut into pieces, then we're not worried, roasted or salted, so they're not worried about that, because cutting it up is going to allow the blood to drain from the blood vessels, and we're not worried about the vridim at all. And even if they weren't pierced at the time of the shechita, like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, we're not worried about that. But if you roast an animal whole, so then we are afraid that the blood is not going to drain because you didn't cut it up at all. So that's why that's something that applies to birds only. Since birds very often are roasted whole and animals are not, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order to set up a siyag, a fence, a safeguard, we have to pierce the vridim of a bird generally, even if you intend on cutting the meat before you roast it or salt it. But animals, since we typically cut them up, we don't have to pierce the vridim. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us. Not a din in shechita, but when you do the shechita, you should be careful because of the issur of eating blood. Yishchot es avridim doesn't really mean shech the vridim. Don't have to shechita on the vridim. You have to pierce them. Then the Mishnah says, Chatzi echad ba'of ve'echad v'chetzi bivehema shechita so psula. If the shochet only severed half of one organ of the one of the esophagus or the trachea of the bird, or one and a half of the simanim of an animal, so that's possible. Why? Because you didn't get the majority. You really have to, when we see same majority, same majority. So therefore, you have to have the majority of both by behema. The majority of one by an oaf is acceptable, but you need a majority. Half is not going to work. Rov echad ba'oaf, rov shnayim b'behema, shechita so ksher. The Mishnah concludes something we know already. If you do the rov of a simanim, by an oaf of one simon, a rove of both the esophagus and the trachea by behemoth, shechita is kosher. Why is that repeated? We said it already to teach us that this majority is acceptable even if you are shechting karbanos. Even though when it comes to karbanos, the purpose of the shechita is to take the blood to sprinkle on the mizbeach. So maybe I would have thought that you have to shecht the entire simon and not only a rove. Comes the Mishnah to say, no, that's true even when it comes to animals that are karbanos, it's enough to do a majority of the siman. Perek Beis Mishnah Beis Hashochet Shnei Rashin Ke'echad. Here you have two animals that are next to each other, and you have one person who slaughtered both heads of the animals, all one fell swoop all the way across. This is going to be kosher. Now the language of the Mishnah once again sounds like b'di'evit. Hashochet, if one did so, sounds like b'di'evit. So does this mean that lechatchila we should not do so? So the answer is, when it comes to karbanos, that is, initially we should not do so, because the pasuk says tizbachuhu when in Vayikra Perek Yutes, and if we should slaughter it, the fact that we say it's in singular, that means we should slaughter one carbon at a time. If you did two carbonos at a time, b'di'evit, it's okay. When it comes to non-carbonos animals, so even l'chatchila, you can shech two animals at the same time. Then the Mishnah says shnayim ochazim b'sakim b'shochatim. Let's say you have two people, you have one animal, two people are shechting the same animal. They're holding the knife together. One's holding one side, one holding the other side. That is acceptable. Afilu echad amalav echad amata. Even if they're not holding the same end of the knife, but one's holding the handle, one's holding the other part, or maybe it means that each one is holding the knife at a different height, and therefore they're holding the knife on a diagonal. Either way, shechita son kshera. The Chiddush of the Mishnah, of course, is that if you have two people, so maybe we would say that, oh, two people shechting, maybe each one is holding the knife at different places, they're going to pull the knife in a different direction, they may press it into the neck, and that would be drasa, one of the five psulei shechita, as we mentioned in the past. Some in the Gemara explain that the case of the Mishnah is not two people holding the same knife. Two people are holding two different knives, and they're shechting the same animal at the same time. And therefore, when it says one echad the malav echad the mata, so that does it. That means that the shechting is kosher, even if one of the people is shechting the animal at one point along the neck, the animal's neck, and as long as it's with the area of shechita, that's proper. We discussed that when it came to the trachea, and the other one is in a different place of the neck. Now, it's how are the simanin being cut? So according to one opinion, when we say as long as they shech the majority of the simanin, that would be acceptable, big chiddush, that the majority of the trachea, let's say, was shechted by these two people. One person shechted a minority, the other in one area. One shechted a minority in another area, but both in section of the trachea that are still a makom shechita. Put them together, they add up to a majority of the trachea, of the circumference that's cut. That's acceptable. And other Rishonim say that's clearly not acceptable. That's not considered a majority. The shechita is only kosher if the majority of the trachea or the esophagus was severed in one place. The chiddush here is that we can assume, according to this position, that in the Gemara on Daf Lamed, that it's really two people shechting with two separate knives. The chiddush is that we're not afraid that each one is going to rely on the shechita of the other person. And therefore you won't have a majority cut. No, the Mishnah says shnayim even echad lamala v'echad lamata shnayim ochazin. So it doesn't have to be that they're holding the same sock, and maybe they're even one is above, one is below, that they're holding separate knives. It's going to be kosher as well, according to this understanding. After all, the phrase shnayim ochazin besakin be understood the first way, two people holding onto the same knife, or shnayim ochazin besakin. There are two people, each one is holding a knife, and they're shechting. Echad lamala, filu echad lamala, echad lamata, shechita san, ksheira.